It's coming. The 2020 Oklahoma Youth Expo, now just around the corner at State Fair Park, 10th through the 20th of March. Our coverage will be happening once again on radio, on our website, in the email, via Twitter, via Facebook, and on our Flickr page, of album page of photos, all being powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. And we're very pleased to have along with us today Cass Newell, Executive Vice President of this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. A week away, Cass, I know your team are really excited.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're moving into the fairgrounds tomorrow, actually, getting ready for all of our exhibitors from all over the state to come and join us for the world's largest junior livestock show.
Now, we do have show entry numbers now. That'll mean a percentage of those will actually show up. But what are the numbers as far as the entries?
We have just over 22,000 entries this year, including 100 of those are in our newest competition, the Ag Mechanics Competition.
Well, let's talk about, break down the numbers a little bit, but let's talk about the Ag Mechanics Competition. Brand new. You've kind of designed it from kind of the ground up in a lot of ways. What can we expect?
We're really excited for this new event. Brayhaven is actually overseeing that event for us. We've got six different divisions with people who are going to participate from all over the state, and it's brought in a whole new wealth of sponsorships for us, and just everyone seems to be really excited about it, and we're certainly excited to see what exhibits they bring to show for the Ag Mechanics Competition.
So they'll actually be bringing some things that they have made in recent months to the state fairgrounds.
Yes, they'll be bringing anything from trailers to decorative items, all different sized items, and they'll be competing for some pretty good prize money and prizes in general. I think it'll be an event that'll certainly take off for the future, and we hope to continue to see it to grow over the coming years.
I know you had a tremendous amount of interest as you led up and started in and introduce it.
Yeah, we had certainly a lot of interest, and we've got a lot of interest from the industry as well that are wanting to get involved and potentially in the future have a career show with it. And we just want to continue to grow this event over the next few years and certainly take new ideas from other shows that are already implementing this program.
Let's talk about the livestock entries. Give us a rundown of those.
All right. Well, for the most part, all of our species are up all the way across the boards. We're expecting to see more numbers than ever in all of the species of livestock. So we're excited. We hope that we have a great turnout this year and hoping for a really good livestock event as well.
Now, you've got both breeding animals as well as the market animals. We'll start, I guess, the first animals coming in will be primarily the breeding gilts, right?
Yes. So our show's kind of broken down. The first half of it is the breeding stock, and the second half is the market animals. So the first breeding animals that'll come in are actually the commercial heifers and the breeding gilts. They'll show first that week. We'll transition into the does and the ewes over the weekend there. And then after those are out, we'll start moving in all the market animals. They kind of all move in at once, and all the market animals show over 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the second week of the show.
For those breeding animals, I know in particular for the breeding gilts, you've got that night of stars that a lot of folks really point to, and I know it's been a growing event for OYE.
Yes, the Night of Stars certainly brings in attractions from all across the U.S. We have buyers literally from coast to coast that buy gilts out of that sale, and we hope to continue to see that sale improve and see new interest in it as well. Certainly some of the best gilts in the nation that can be bought there.
Now, you've already revealed the names of your all-state competitors and a lot of the other scholarship award winners as well. Tremendous number of scholarships being given once again, literally in six figures. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, we're going to give over 80 scholarships on the Thursday, March 19th, there at 5:30 in the Jim Norick Arena. And we will have scholarship recipients from all over the state, as well as scholarships given to all over the states. Not only are the scholarships specific to one school, but there's schools all across Oklahoma that are giving scholarships, for instance, the junior colleges as well as the universities. We're excited to be able to do that program to allow those students help with their next step in life.
And for the last several years, you've actually instituted this All-State Award top seniors that are being recognized for their years of involvement in the show and their academic excellence as well.
This year we'll be giving out 9 of the Academic All-State Awards, and those basically the scholarships fill out an application, and then the top end do an interview, and the judges rank those scholars from top to bottom, and that's kind of how those are selected there. An excellent group of students that are going on to do big things in life for sure.
As far as this year's show is concerned, what are the logistics at State Fair Park this year for you?
Everything this year is going to be as normal as last year. No big changes in terms of move in or move out or anything like that. We just hope that it runs smoothly and everyone has a good time and enjoys themselves.
Do we have a kind of an overlap with state tournament?
Yes, we overlap with the state basketball tournament again this year. We didn't do that last year, but it's back on that schedule this year. So we'll actually have an all-night turnover of the Jim Nork Arena, start showing cattle in there Sunday at 1. Hopefully it's a smooth process for us.
Down the road, I know that you're starting to get some feel from State Fair Park officials about what's ahead with that approval in the MAPS vote to get rolling on a new arena to replace the current rodeo arena.
Yes, so that new arena will be built just south of the Jim Nork Arena, and it'll run kind of parallel with the railroad tracks there. And once it's completed, they will tear down Jim Nork and build a new super barn there. So we're excited for the things that we'll be able to do in the future there, because we might be able to add some new things in, hopefully adjust our schedule some. Who knows? There'll be some big changes once that's all finished and complete.
That's a couple of years down the road before we'll see a whole lot of, working around that.
Yeah, it's a few years off still, especially once the project will take a few years to get completed. But we are excited. Our Oklahoma Youth Expo office will actually be at the fairgrounds, and it should be finished before the end of March for us here. So,
One other thing that I know is really interesting about OYE is the number of volunteers that your staff, you've got a paid staff that works year-round getting things ready for literally, you're already probably thinking about 2021 in a lot of ways as you get ready to put 2020 in operation, but you've got so many volunteers doing so much work behind the scenes.
Yeah, we definitely couldn't do what we do without our volunteer base. Everyone from the OALE group all the way to our species superintendents and the people who work the ring and colleges who volunteer students to work the ring. It certainly wouldn't be possible without all of those people. There's over 200 volunteers that come and work with us day in and day out, dedicate their spring breaks, their 10 days of time, basically all for the students of Oklahoma who are exhibiting at the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
And total numbers of students this year, probably, 8,000, somewhere in that range will end up actually being involved, right?
Yep, there'll be just over 7,000 students showing at the Oklahoma Youth Expo and participating in the Ag Mechanics competition.
And I guess what folks can kind of follow along, you'll have obviously a lot of social media going, the website itself.
Any updates that we have, download our app to get the most, the quickest information, as well as the Oklahoma Youth Expo website, which is okyouthexpo.com. And then follow our social media. J.D. Roseman posts things on there daily to keep you all informed, anything from class breaks to schedule updates. Be on all of those sites to stay informed with us.
Thanks, Cass. Cass Newell, Executive Vice President for Oklahoma Youth Expo, here at 2020 Show, getting ready to start in a matter of days, starting the 10th of March. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.